This episode is sponsored by Tunbridge Accountants. Are you a creative entrepreneur looking for financial support? Do you need clarity around your numbers or help with decisions related to your business finances? Do you even know what all the numbers mean? Before I worked with Tunbridge Accountants, I definitely didn't. Wendy and Lawton are not just accountants, they're your partners in navigating the complexities of business finance. They make VAT, corporation tax, cash flow management, all of this really simple, guiding you through all the decisions you need to make, whether that's a company purchase, setting up a new business, whether to register as a business. Wendy and Lawton can give you really honest, practical advice on everything. And by letting them take care of your business finances, it then frees you up to focus on what you do best, creating and selling your products. So thank you again to Tunbridge Accountants for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome to the Bring Your Product Ideas to Life podcast. Practical advice and inspiration to help you create and sell your own physical products. Here's your host, Vicky Weinberg.
Hi, today I'm talking to Priya Khan from Little Crystal Minds. Priya is a mindfulness coach for children and parents, supporting families to pause, breathe, connect and feel calm through workshops and her mindful products. Priya actually started out just offering services and added on products to complement what she was already offering. So I think if you have a service business, that this episode might well get you thinking about how you could add products to what you offer too. Either way, this is a really interesting conversation, and I, as always, I hope you enjoy it. So without further ado, here's Priya.
So hi Priya, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Could you please start by telling us a bit about yourself and your business?
Yeah, sure. So my name's Priya. I am a mum of two boys. Currently aged 10 and 7. I have to think about that sometimes. And I run a mindfulness-based business. So I run sessions to help predominantly parents and children and even teachers in schools find their moments of calm and just find ways to and tools to deal with the big emotions that come up in everyone's lives. And I really started off working with children, and it's just kind of grown from there.
Thank you. And I think we all need a bit of calm in our lives, especially now. So yes. Actually, before we go on talk about anything else, it might be quite nice to actually talk a little bit about what mindfulness is for anyone who doesn't know and why it's so important. Because I think that's like the basis of your business. So that's probably a really good place to start, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I think mindfulness is a bit of a buzzword at the moment, but I'm not sure everyone understands what it means. And I like to just really simplify it. And I know when I do it with children, I just sort of say, you know, mindfulness is about you. It's about understanding what's going on in your world. So really being in the moment and being present and knowing what's happening with your thoughts, your feelings and your emotions. Because a lot of the times we don't become in the moment where our thoughts are in the past and we're worried about what we've said or what we've done or what we've not done, or we're worried about the future and what's going to happen. And all of those can cause anxiety, stress, and it's just understanding those emotions and feelings and where they're coming from. And it's not until we pay attention to ourselves that we can have that understanding and then have tools to deal with those emotions. So mindfulness is just really having an understanding of emotions within us.
Oh, that's a great overview, thank you. So do you teach people the tools to be more mindful and be more in the moment?
Absolutely, that's exactly what it is. It's just understanding how we can know why we feel certain ways. So when we're angry, you know, where's that come from? What does it feel like? So what I want to reiterate is mindfulness isn't about pushing any emotions away. We're not saying we have to be happy, which I think people think mindfulness is about. It's about being happy all the time. It's not about that. It's about being real and accepting emotions for what they are, and just understanding them. So whether we are angry or frustrated or annoyed, you know, all of those emotions, or happy or sad, it's okay to have every single emotion going, but it's how we deal with them. And that's what I teach is kind of how we deal with those emotions. So when we're angry, we're not screaming and shouting, or the kids aren't slamming doors. They kind of know what's going on within them, because once we understand that, we can deal with it a lot easier.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you. So as well as the teaching you do, I know that you have a number of physical products as well. So do you mind just talking us through what those are, first of all? Would be a good place to start.
Yeah, sure. So I have a few products out at the moment. So my first product is my mindfulness affirmation cards. And that really came from wanting to bring products in what I do into people's homes and the school setting. And I've really always worked with mainly primary school children and parents. And so I wanted to bring cards or physical products to bring mindful moments, because that's what I'm all about, mindful moments. I'm not a mindfulness coach that says you have to meditate for 20 minutes, half an hour a day. It's about bringing moments into your life that you just have that awareness of what's going on. And that's what worked for me, because I don't have time to meditate for a long period of time. So I just do mindful moments in my lives, and it's made a massive difference on my home. And what I want to do is bring it into other people's homes. So the cards are just bringing moments. So they're affirmation cards, positive affirmation cards for children. And they have a mindful activity to go with each card, because I feel we can all say great things, you know, I am happy, I am creative. But really experiencing them really comes from an activity. So it's kind of brings an emotion, sensation, and everything all together, so you really believe in yourself, and it's not just something you say, you actually have a physical activity to do with it.
And I imagine that's really helpful for teachers and parents as well, to actually have the activity and also almost be guided through what they could be doing with the children.
Yeah,
rather
absolutely.
Than just reading out a card.
Yeah, exactly. And it's great for, I always, always encourage the parents to do it as well, because, you know, our children follow suit in what we do. So if we can practice the cards or practice mindfulness or affirmations, they will more likely do it themselves as well. So it's great family activity to do together. Like maybe once a week I sort of have I am calm, and it's a breathing exercise. And so at the end of the week, I encourage families to talk about where in your day that you didn't feel calm, and you can bring in that breathing exercise just to help you calm down, and for parents to talk about when they've had times where they've needed to use the breathing exercise, so the children then do the same as well. And what I found is that families really found conversation about emotions and feelings, because sometimes it's quite difficult to get that out of your children, whereas when you use the cards, it kind of naturally comes part of it.
It sounds like these are a really nice tool for families who are working with you when you're not actually there, to have, you know, to have that little bit, to have that resource basically in their home. As you say, they can carry on the work that they're doing with you without you, if you see what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's where they came from. It was more for the families that I did work with to then have a tool that they can take home and use, because I can teach the parents, but they're not, you know what life's like. Life just runs away with you, and you just don't have time to sit down with your children and teach them what you've learned. So it's just nice to have these simple, easy, tangible tools that you can just read quite easily.
And was this product something families asking you for, or something you came up with, or a bit of both?
More so, I think I came up with. Yeah, I think I just wanted to have a product that encompassed a lot of what I do into one set, because I just felt I couldn't reach everyone in terms of my sessions that I ran. You know, I did it very localized as well, and I wanted to kind of give tools to anyone and everyone that needed it. So that's where the kind of mindfulness affirmation box came from, just because I wanted to be able to provide it to as many people as I could. I had friends and family that lived nowhere near me, and were like, I can't come to any of your sessions. And so it was just a way of helping them as well.
Oh, right. So were your sessions all in person?
Yes.
Oh, see, I've got to admit, because we're recording this just to give people context in October, the 1st of October. And for so long, everything's been online. You almost forget there was a time when we did things in person.
Yeah, absolutely. So no, these cards have been out for a while now. I think over a year and a half, I think now. So pre-pandemic, when I did run my sessions face-to-face.
It goes to show, doesn't it, that I honestly forgot there was a time when you used to be able to see people in real life. Wow. Okay.
Oh, and I miss that so much. I really, really miss the face-to-face sessions because you just get so much more from it than I think the online sessions. Especially for me, I like to have that energy from my client.
Yeah, and I know that we are getting a little off topic, but are your sessions online now? Are you still offering sessions?
Not as many sessions online, and the ones I do offer, I'm working with a friend and colleague, and we're running sessions for adults, not so much for the children, because I think I have the products for the children. And we're just running self-care sessions for adults because I think everyone needs to kind of look after themselves. And one of my kind of mantras is you've got to take care of yourself before you can give to others. And as parents, I think we're all run down and stressed and we don't take care of our own needs. So these sessions are really to help parents or anyone who's going through a lot during these times just to have some self-care. So they are self-massage techniques that my friend does, who's a wonderful masseuse. And then I do a guided mindful meditation for whoever's on the sessions, just to really kind of ease their minds and their body. So it's a mind-body combination.
Well, that sounds nice. And yeah, so needed. And I agree as well that actually it's really hard to engage children online. That's what I find that with my two anyway. You just can't hold their attention, even if it's something they're interested in. It just doesn't work, does it? Well, I don't
No.
think.
And it's quite difficult with mindfulness because it's all about being calm and relaxed. And to do that online, I found it challenging, I guess, with the children because, you know, they're not going to sit there and just listen to you. They need activities to be doing constantly. And it's quite difficult because it's all about, you know, focusing on your breath, noticing what's going on in your surrounding. And it's just so much more easier to do face to face with children, I think.
I think so. I mean, there were so many distractions at home, aren't there? And
Yeah.
sorry, because I went completely off topic then, but I was just quite curious. So coming back to your products, so your affirmation cards were your first product. So do you mind talking us through the others?
So the next set of cards are what I call my happy nodes. And so the affirmation cards are obviously affirmations is things that you say to yourself. So I am kind, I am happy, I'm calm. And the happy nodes are cards I wanted for parents mainly, but anyone to give children or other people a little boost. So I think a lot of our self-belief comes from what people tell us, you know, from the carers, the people that we sort of look up to. And I wanted, they're kind of lunchbox notes, really. So it's kind of sort of letting children know how you feel about them, but they're more tangible. They see it. They can feel it. It's words that are written down because I think we can say to our children, I love you, you're the best kid in the world, you're so amazing. But it kind of goes in one ear and out the other. Whereas when they receive these cards in their lunchbox, it's more of a surprise, maybe a little note written at the back of it. There's so much more that comes from it. And I just get the feedback that, you know, children have like tears in their eyes when they see a little note by their bedside table or at the breakfast table just given to them. And there's 36 cards, so there's loads to choose from. And that just really affirm your child rather than them affirming themselves.
I think that's a really lovely idea. That makes me want to cry just thinking about it. I think it's so lovely.
Thank you. And it was just a really simple idea that came because I think it was, again, you know, it's lovely for people to affirm, but you've really got to, it's got to start with the people that care about them the most, you know. And I hear so many people that say they remember that one teacher that just had that belief in them. And this is what these cards are, just showing children or anyone that there's someone that's in your corner that champions you, that really, really believes in you no matter what happens in your life or what you do. You know, you're not going to be perfect. But to believe in yourself, you always need someone to have that belief in you as well.
Absolutely, yeah. You need to know you've got someone in your corner, whether that's a
Yeah.
parent, like I say, or a teacher. But yeah, ideally, it's a parent and it's starting at home. So yeah, I think these are lovely, and I could actually see they could work well in schools as well, I suppose. They could be quite nice little,
Yeah, rather than your gold star, you can just give it like a,
yeah, that's
yeah.
nice. Yeah, there's so many uses for them. So if you don't mind, it'd be nice to talk a little bit about sort of the process of sort of creating your products. And obviously, we don't need to go into huge detail, but overall, how did you find? So you decided you wanted to create something physical, and so going from the idea of, okay, I want to create these cards to actually having them, you know, there to hold, how did you find that process?
So the first set of cards that I did, I mean, it was quite a longer process because obviously I've never done it before, and just trying to source, because I'm an ideas person, you know, I can come up with these suggestions and write, but putting it all together and getting someone to create your vision can be quite challenging. So it's just finding the right person, and also allowing it to evolve. You know, don't have kind of a set way of what you expect, you know, because with the cards, it was just an idea of, like I said, having an affirmation and then a mindful activity. And then it turned into, let's have one for one, an alphabet, an affirmation for each alphabet, letter of the alphabet. And then it was like, well, let's have an animal character to go with each affirmation. And it just really evolved. And then that becomes kind of your unique, because there's so many affirmation cards out there, it just makes you a little bit more unique. So it's having someone that works with you. It's very difficult to do these things on your own, I think. So making sure you find the right people to help you and support you, I find really helped with producing the cards, because then you can also bounce ideas, because you have, as someone that makes products, you have all these ideas, and it's actually just honing down on what actually people would want to see. And it's nice to have someone or a few people just to talk about that with.
That sounds great. So you had a designer, did you, that helped you with the overall look and feel?
Yeah, so I had a designer, and she worked wonderful. She completely got my concept, and helped me kind of produce what it is today.
Yeah, because I guess for something like that, the design's actually really important. Obviously, the content is important, but I guess, like you said, the design is what makes you different, what makes you stand out, and what potentially makes someone choose yours over someone else's. So it sounds like, yeah, that's absolutely key.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I think when you've got the designers, even just stuff when it comes to the paper, the card, you know, how it needs to fit on, you know, the design, and when it goes to the printers and talking to the printers, I mean, I have no idea of any of that. And I think when you produce your own product and an entrepreneur, you've got so much to think about and you need guidance. It's so difficult to learn everything on your own, so it's just really important to have people there to support you.
Yeah. And so did your designer have the relationship with the printer already? Was that something she was able to help you through?
So I searched printers, and then she spoke to them, and she was able to sort of say, yeah, they'll be great for what you're looking for. Or she can just tell by the way they asked, what questions they asked or what questions she asked, whether they would be the right printers or not, whereas I would have no idea.
Yeah, no, that's understandable though, because it's really hard, because if you don't know about paper and ink and colours and that sort of thing, which, let's face it, a lot of us don't, to even know what to ask is really hard. Yeah. Let alone knowing if you're getting, you know, sensible answers. It's kind of like, you know, if you get someone in to do work in your house, I always think it's like, and you might have someone come in and say, oh, you need to do this to your roof, or you don't know, do you?
No, exactly.
Kind of take their word for it. So it's really hard. It's fantastic you found someone who knew what they were doing and was able to help you through that. And what kind of feedback have you had, like, from your customers on the products you've got so far?
Really good feedback. It's been really delightful just hearing the testimonials that have come back. You know, I've had with the cards, you know, both parents and children, you know, children that have gone into school showing their teachers the cards, and, you know, because they've been reading them with their parents each day or each week, and then the teachers have bought them because they've just, the child has come in and, you know, been, parents said he's your biggest fan, you know, absolutely loves it. He's sitting there reading them, doing the exercises themselves. And then I've had parents that have said, you know, a mum was doing it with their child and the father was listening and he joined in, because it was just such a lovely moment to have those conversations and talk about the emotions and feelings and just make it into a positive routine in their lives, and just how much of a difference it's made just to bring those conversations in and just help children just to understand their emotions and just feel a little bit more confident within themselves.
That's lovely. And so where are your products available to sell, to buy, sorry? So if someone's listening and they're interested, where are you selling them at the moment?
So they are on a number of sites. So you can go through my website at www.littlecrystalmind.co.uk, and they're on my shop there, or All by Mama and Etsy.
Okay, thank you. So Priya, so obviously you sell services and products, which is quite unique. I say quite unique, I know other people do it, but a lot of people we've spoken to so far have only sold products. So I'd really interested to know what you enjoy about selling products and how it compares to delivering services.
I think with the products, it's definitely the testimonials that I get, and families, people using them within their families, or teachers that come back and say they've used it within their school setting. And just, I think when you have a product of your own, just every sale you kind of do a little happy dance with, and it's just a nice feeling of knowing that, you know, you could be sleeping at night and then you sold something when you wake up and you notice that you've made a little bit of money just by, you know, when you're in your sleep. So it's just really nice to have something there that, one, for me, because I'm just so passionate about it, is making a difference in people's lives, but also it's bringing in some sort of a money stream as well. And where the workshops, I absolutely love the workshops, and I get a lot from them because you can really see the benefits that they have for yourself. I feel there's a lot more work that goes into workshops because I'm very bespoke with everybody I work with. I don't have a one size fits all with what I teach. I really work with each person individually or each group individually. And that means there's a lot of work in the background before I even get to do the workshop. And especially in this climate now, everything's online. I find it even more difficult. So it's just nice to have those products available as well.
Yeah, and I guess it's really nice for people who perhaps would, you know, like to do a workshop somewhere along the line. It's not possible right now, but at least they can take away something. They can have these tools that to start them on their mindfulness journey. Because that's
Absolutely.
Nice too.
Yeah, you don't have to have any background of mindfulness or anything for my products at all. It's all in them. They're self-explanatory. And, you know, they're for 4, 5, 6-year-olds, so anyone can use them. And it's just nice that actually it's not just children that have been using them. When I've sold them at Christmas markets, you know, people have bought them for their sisters or for their friends that are just into, you know, affirmations and positive mindset, or are just feeling down and struggling in life and just think that, that these cards can really help boost them.
That's really nice. Did you anticipate that when you created them? In your mind, were they just for children and families, or did you ever anticipate that they'd be used by such a range of people?
No, not at all. It wasn't until I actually sold them at the markets where you can be face to face that people were saying that they would really love to buy them for other adults. And actually I thought, oh, there could be another market for another set of cards or just even these cards. It doesn't matter. Even for me, I felt the feel was for the younger children with the animal characters. And the way they were written, we really wrote them to be very simplified for the younger children. So to know that it doesn't matter, that they can benefit anybody, was just really lovely.
And I guess that's one of the benefits of sort of being able to do markets back when people could do that and actually see who's buying your products, because very often you don't actually know when people are buying online and you just have a name and a shipping address. You don't actually know who's buying them. So I guess that's really nice to see as well. And as you say, and perhaps an opportunity for another product along the line as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's when you do these face-to-face conversations, it's market research, I suppose, isn't it? That people actually look at it and talk about it, and then they can kind of give you some ideas, or they give you suggestions, and or it just brings up other creative juices within you that you think, oh, there's another opportunity here.
Yes. And speaking of other opportunities, I know that you're working on another project right now. And by the time this episode goes out, the product will be available. So I'd love if you could tell us a bit more about it.
Oh, yes. Really, really excited about this project. So again, it's using all the tools that I've had with used with children and putting it into a box. So it's a mindful box of calm. And really what I've wanted, and it's an idea I've had for a couple of years now, so I'm really pleased that I'm actually making that step to produce it. And I know when I've done my sessions with children in the past, there's certain tools that they really gravitate towards. And what I wanted was for children to have a box of tools where they can just really understand their emotions and use a sense, it's like a sensory box, but a mindful sensory box. So it's very holistic, natural products that the children can use, like a singing bowl, some crystals, aromatherapy. But I've also produced activity sheets so they can understand how to use it, breathing exercises. And it's a tool I want parents to use instead of like the naughty step or go to your room and not know how to handle the big emotions that children have. So it's kind of their pacifier for their emotions and a kind of a go-to box to handle these big, crazy emotions that not only children have, we all have.
So yeah, that sounds lovely. And again, it sounds like another product that could work really well for adults and older children as well as younger ones.
Yes, actually, I am producing two boxes. So I am producing one for 6+, and then for your teens and tweens box as well. So you do have, so they're written slightly different for the younger children. And then you've got those for the teenagers as well, because I think teenagers could really do with a boost in, they go through so much with their hormones and emotions at that age that they have a little box to go to. So the box that I'm producing is kind of your starter kit, with the kind of big items that will really help you deal, or children deal with their emotions. But what I'm hoping down the line is that I can then, if it takes off and does really well, that I can do some sort of subscription box so you can add to your starter kit, because it's quite a big box, and then you can monthly or every other month have more tools to your box.
Well, that's a really nice idea. Yeah, I think that sounds fantastic. And I will, in the show notes this episode, I will link directly to the product page so that people can go and take a look right away. But you know that I am going to ask a few nuts and bolts questions now, which I hope you don't mind. So so I'd love to know how you went about sort of pulling together all the items that go inside the box.
So how did you select them and how did you find them? Yeah, so I listened to your podcasts.
Oh, thank you.
On sourcing, and just, yeah, just tried to find ways of knowing where to go, best places. And your podcasts were amazing, I have to say. They really, really gave me some really useful tips in sourcing companies, and how to position it as well. So I used some of your tips and tools, and just, I say I knew what I wanted in the box, but I have such a large amount of products that I would love to add, hence why I think I might do a subscription box. And I just had to hone down into 4 or 5 products that I thought would really benefit children. And what I want to do is use all the senses. So your sight, hearing, feeling, all of that. So you're using all the senses within. And then I just researched suppliers as much as I could, and just tried to find people that kind of fitted with my brand as well.
Oh, that's amazing. And by the way, thank you for the feedback. So I had no idea you were going to say that, but that's really nice. That's made me warmer. I like that. Thank you.
It was brilliant. It really, really helped me just kind of, because like you say, you know, I'm an ideas person, but actually putting the box together, which is why I haven't done it for 2 years, because it just scared me, and knowing where to go and how to even start sourcing it. So yeah, just listening to your podcast really kind of gave me that push.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'm so pleased that you've gone and done it. And I can completely see why you'd be daunted. And it's not just one product, it's like five separate products that you've had to source. That's a big job.
Absolutely. More actually, because I've got 2 boxes and they've got different products in them.
Oh, of course. And I assume as well that, well, did you manage to get them all from the same supplier, or were you looking at, or were they from different suppliers? Because I guess logistically,
they're all different suppliers. Yeah, exactly. And one supplier isn't from this country, because it's a singing bowl and you just can't get the singing bowls here. And so I had things like custom tax, like stuff I just have no clue about. So just trying to understand that side of things, because I think when you produce a box with different suppliers, you know, the cost, just understanding costs, and is it gonna be worth, you know, financially being able to make some money from it, You just don't know, because there's so many additional costs in everything you do, isn't there, that you don't realise. It's not just about supplying it. There's marketing, there's printing, there's the actual boxes themselves, and it's just understanding all of that. And again, your podcast really helped me understand. And I think you have some downloads as well, don't you?
I do, yes.
What it all entails.
I do, and thank you for mentioning those. I will also link those in the show note. It's, it sounds like I've paid you to say this, but I promise I haven't. Thank you.
you haven't at all.
And then I guess it's the time as well, because are you sort of manually collating the boxes once you have all the products, or are you getting that done elsewhere?
No, I'll be doing that, because I really want to make them unique and individualized. So to start with, I am having a small number of boxes produced, because I think I've learned from my first set. So when I did the mindfulness affirmation cards, it's cheaper to buy more, but then you have a whole load of boxes that you've got to try and sell, and then it can be disheartening when you've got these boxes sitting there and you're not selling them as much as you thought, or as quickly as you thought you would. So what I want to do is just have a small number of boxes and see how well they go. And if they take off, then I'll be producing more. So I think I'll just be kind of putting them together myself to start with.
Yeah, and I think it's also a nice idea to start off small, because you can get some feedback on the boxes as well and the things that are inside them. And if you have to make tweaks, at least you haven't got hundreds of something sitting around with no use for it. So I think that's a really smart move, because you may find when you put them out that people say, oh, actually, could this product be slightly different? And then you've still got the opportunity now by starting small to make any changes that you need to before you do another batch. So I think that's really, I mean, that's a really good idea with so many components.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I've learned that from the other two, where I did kind of go a bit crazy with the numbers that I kind of ordered. And then if there were any tweaks that I wanted to make, you know, it's not really worth it until I've sold out of those and then starting again. So, yeah, it's just from trial and error, I think, which happens. But then it's lovely to have these sort of sessions where you kind of learn from other people's mistakes.
Yeah, absolutely, because I mean, let's face it, we have all made them. And I think for printed products, I can totally see why you would go for a high number, because you know, the higher the volume, the costs really go down. So yeah, I can totally see why a higher print run makes sense.
And yeah, that's I've got in these boxes that I've got now, they're costing me so much, because I am just doing a small number. Whereas if I kind of tripled it, the cost would go down dramatically. But I just think it's worth doing now, just because I do want to kind of get the feedback first.
Yeah, it's always worth doing a bit of testing. And also, it sounds like it's been like a huge task to pull everything together. But as I'm sure that you'll recognise, next time, it's just going to be so much easier, because you've done most of the hard work now. So for any sort of subsequent products you want to add or change, you've done the bulk of it. So,
yeah.
So it does Definitely. Get easier. I mean, that's something I Hopefully. Say to people a lot. It honestly does get easier the more that you do. So we talked about your new product. So what would be good to talk about, are there any sort of challenges that you've encountered during the process, or anything that you've learned? I mean, you talked then about learning from other people's mistakes. Is there anything that you'd like to share that you think people might be able to learn from?
I, this time round, have got myself a mentor, a wonderful, wonderful mentor that's helping me with making sure kind of I have put the right processes into box. And I think that's quite valuable for people if they are kind of setting up a new product or a new business as such, to have someone to support them, make them accountable for what they're doing, but also guide them, because it is quite difficult to do it on your own and know every process that comes up, especially once you've got your product. Just even marketing is another minefield, and having someone that can help you through it makes all the difference, just to give you ideas and suggestions. You still got to do all the work, don't get me wrong, they don't do any of that, but it's just someone to help you and make sure you're going on the right track, because it also saves you time, because there's so much out there that you could research everything, but it's a minefield on what's out there and what's the right way or the wrong way. So definitely having someone supporting me makes a massive difference.
Good, thank you. And one final question, if that's okay, which is, what is your number one piece of advice for anyone else wanting to start selling products?
I would say find your tribe. Find people that are going through a similar experience to you, because it can be quite difficult and quite lonely, and you can get disheartened quite a lot, and actually everyone's going through the same process. So finding people that understand your challenges, your pain points, really helps, because also they help you, like you say, everyone makes mistakes, and they've probably made mistakes, and you can just ask the question and they can help and support you and guide you as well, and vice versa. And it's just nice to have a community. So that would be my top tip, is don't do it alone. Find your tribe, find your community to help you. And I think I've done that, and I'm going to just plug them. The All By Mama group have been brilliant for me. I've had a few communities that I've gone to in the past, but I think it's difficult to find the one that you kind of connect with, and just keep trying.
That's great advice, thank you. And you know, you'll know that I'm part of All By Mama as well, and I also think that it's a great community. But whatever community you choose, I agree, it's invaluable. And this has come up in with so many guests that I've spoken to recently, because as you say, it's just really nice to have people that have been there, done it before, and you can learn from their mistakes, or you can find out that actually that mistake that you've made isn't the end of the world, because that's something else as well. I think when you're completely out on your own, it's really easy to get disheartened and think you've messed up or there's no way forward. And so that encouragement as well, I think, is so important too. Just someone to say, it's okay, I did this, and you know, you get over it and it'll be okay.
Yeah,
really important.
Absolutely. And that's what having a community is about, is supporting you. And it's the same with parenting, isn't it? It's exactly the same. Like, you think, oh no, I've just done the worst thing in the world, and we go, we've all been there, we've all done that, you know, you get through it. And it's the same when you've got your own products or your own business, you're going to make mistakes, and just having people there just to help you through them makes all the difference.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Jeff. Find your tribe is brilliant advice. Thank you. Okay, so I am going to link over in the show notes this episode to your website, your social media, and to your new book, Calm Boxes, so people can go and take a look, because they will be available when this episode is published. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for sharing your story and everything you've done, and your mistakes. Because like you say, it's fantastic to just have some honest conversations and find out what it's really like to create your own products.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. No, thank you for having me. Yeah, it's been really enjoyable.
It's been lovely. Thank you so much.
Priya and myself really hope that you enjoyed listening to this episode, and as always, I would love to hear from you. You can email me, vicky@tinychipmunk.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Vicky Weinberg Product Creation. Take care and have a lovely week.
Hi, this is just a little note. So if you've enjoyed this episode, or indeed any of the episodes, and you would like to, I don't know, buy me a coffee or something, you can actually now leave tips. So there's a link to how to do this in the show note. Of course, do not feel obliged to do this. This is a free podcast. This will always be a free podcast. But as I say, if you want to buy me a coffee, you can do that via the link in the show notes.